fury in Brussels, no trust, no mutual respect, and threats of legal action by the EU following Britain's unilateral move to change how the Northern Ireland Protocol is implemented. Where to from here? Our Europe editor Tony Connolly joins me. Confrontation, Tony, seems the order of the day at the moment. How are they going to defuse this one?
Well, they're trying to figure that out, Mary, and I think the first thing they want to look at is what legal action they can take. And it was signalled quite clearly last night by the European Commission that they could take legal action both either through the withdrawal agreement, because there's a dispute settlement mechanism in that, an arbitration process, or even through the free trade agreement, which they concluded just before Christmas. So they are looking at this very seriously. Some suggestion that they could go for an infringement proceeding as well, which is what happened initially after the Internal Market Bill was introduced last September. But politically, the damage here shouldn't be underestimated, because Maros Šefčovič, who is the EU's representative on the Joint Committee, who's been negotiating with Michael Gove initially to try and find solutions to how the protocol is implemented, he is now having to start a new relationship with David Frost, who was the chief Brexit negotiator. But it's not necessarily within his gift to simply work up solutions with the UK and then that's sorted. He has to get those solutions approved by member states. And member states, frankly, see the UK as simply weaponizing the mistake that the Commission made on Article 16 and, you know, methodically downgrading their responsibilities on the protocol. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that member states are now running out of patience with the UK and are quite unlikely to grant the kind of flexibility that Maros Šefčovič would need to cut a deal.
Yeah, and we heard earlier about a good working relationship that had developed between Michael Gove and Šefčovič. What is the relationship like between him and David Frost?
Well, it's clearly hasn't got off to a good start. My understanding is that Michael Gove and Maros Šefčovič had, as you say, a good working relationship, and they had even set up a kind of a hotline following the Article 16 affair at the end of January, whereby, you know, somebody could pick up the phone if there was something big happening or if there was a potential risk of something going wrong. And my understanding is that that simply didn't happen yesterday. There was no prior warning to Maros Šefčovič. UK officials are saying they did contact the European Commission on Tuesday, but certainly Maros Šefčovič wasn't connected or contacted directly by David Frost. And this has gone down very badly because this is clearly seen as not the way you go about things, especially since the view in the Commission is that Maros Šefčovič had been, you know, hunting high and low for pragmatic, practical solutions. He'd done outreach meetings with UK business, Northern Ireland businesses, with civil society, with the Brexit stakeholders group in Dublin. And he had proposed further meetings with supermarkets, with hauliers, with port officials. He was clearly trying to find ways to find solutions within the framework of the protocol. And then suddenly the UK announces a unilateral solo action on extending the grace period.
Is it, and briefly on this, Tony, badly. Is it too petty to think that this is Britain responding to what happened some time ago when the EU moved on Article 16 of the protocol in relation to the vaccines?
I mean, I think here it's being seen more in the context of the Internal Market Bill from last September, a pattern whereby the UK will do something unilateral and will knock everything off course, and then there's a crisis. And then in the autumn, the result of that crisis was that both sides doubled down and found an agreement in December on how to implement the protocol. And that's why people in the Commission are very sore, because they felt that the back then the Commission had taken a measured response to the Internal Market Bill, kept the talks going, and found, you know, workable solutions which they feel have now been cast aside by the British government.
Tony, for now, thank you very much.